Hello all, this is Michelle Masurgeon and you're listening to the Upstate Housing Program. My guest today is Kirsten Keefe, Senior Attorney and Program Director for HOPP Anchor Partner Program at Empire Justice Center in Albany, New York. Welcome, Kirsten.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what is HOPP Anchor Partner programs?
So the HOP stands for the Homeowner Protection Program, and it's a program under the Office of the Attorney General providing funding to legal services and housing counseling agencies statewide. The AG provides funding to, locally, it's Legal Aid Society of Northeastern New York and the Legal Project, as well as TRIP in Troy, the Affordable Housing Partnership in Albany, Albany County Rural Housing, Better Neighborhoods. They all provide housing counseling. So I am contracted by the AG's office to just oversee those grants. And, you know, we're actually currently in a funding campaign to get more funding for the HOP program statewide. So we're hoping, because now more than ever, I think even during the financial crisis, homeowners are really going to need assistance with foreclosures in the coming year plus, probably.
In segueing from that, you know, the world keeps changing every day and housing stability is a big concern because people are seeing their hours get cut or getting laid off. So talk about what you're seeing happening now for with mortgage relief.
Okay, so let me just say, because I did just mention them, the housing counseling agencies in the region are really a go-to source. And I will also add United Tenants of Albany is a key source of information. I recommend if folks are having problems to go to the housing counseling agencies as well as United Tenants. So what's happening right now, you know, there has been a flurry obviously in the past week to just try to keep everybody in place, both physically and also make sure that no one is losing their home or their rental housing during the COVID-19 pandemic crisis. Governor Cuomo, we have been very fortunate. He has been a leader on many issues, including these issues in the country. And for New York State, for renters, he issued a moratorium on any evictions. So if anybody had an eviction filed against them and it was pending, or if they were in jeopardy of an eviction being filed, essentially the courts have been closed as far as evictions go, and really anything except if it's an emergency. No eviction should be going through right now in New York State.
So what's happening with the foreclosures in New York State? And if you can speak to, is it anything different from this during this pandemic versus when we had the big crisis back in 2008 and they kind of put legislation through?
So, yes, it's different. We have never had the state issue a moratorium on foreclosures. Even at the height of the crisis back in 2008, 9, 10, 11, that never happened. A lot of New York State was really great in putting in a lot of consumer protections for homeowners. But we've never had a moratorium, at least as long as I've been working on mortgages in New York State, which has been almost 20 years now. So this is extremely different. So the governor came out first with guidance through the Department of Financial Services, which oversees mortgage lenders as well as mortgage servicers in New York State. So first, the Department of Financial Services issued guidance, and then they just either yesterday or this morning came out with regulations, essentially saying the same thing. Regulations are just a little bit stronger than guidance. And so they are requiring some banks and asking some banks to forbear payments for folks who are impacted by COVID-19 and are experiencing an economic hardship. They're asking banks to forbear payments for 90 days or 3 months of payments, at least for now. And I think if this lasts longer, we're going to see more actions. So that is a really great thing. And it was a huge message to the industry. One thing that I really want to clarify for homeowners is that the governor's proclamation and the regulations from the Department of Financial Services, strictly speaking, only apply to state chartered banks. So, you know, for example, I believe that Trustco is state chartered. I'm not 100% sure on that because I haven't looked at it recently, but I believe a bank like Trustco is state chartered.
I guess I was going to ask you, what about credit unions?
So credit unions typically are state chartered, I believe. So I believe it would apply to them, but I'm not really sure. You know, typically the more local banks tend to work with borrowers anyway, so I don't tend to know more about them because, you know, CEFQ is working with borrowers if they fall behind. I don't know what they've put in place, if anything, as of yet. But the executive order and the regulations, or the guidance and the regulations, only apply to state chartered banks. So the vast majority of mortgages that are being serviced in New York State, what the governor has done, it does not strictly apply to them. With that said, it is a very strong recommendation coming from the Department of Financial Services to the lending industry to be nice to our homeowners and consider forbearing payments for 3 months, or essentially not foreclosing on them, or forbearing payments for 3 months, I should say.
When you say forbearance, does that mean the mortgages are forgiven, or at some point you're going to have to come up with a repayment plan?
It will mean at some point, not the first, it's not forgiven. Forbear means that you don't have to make the payment today, you'll have to make it at some point down the road. Those details have not been spelled out. So it's not clear whether or not you have to pay it at the end of the 3 months, which I doubt they would do because that's just not going to happen. You know, there has been discussion from banks about forbearing payments that are missed during this crisis to the end of the loan term. So you would just tack on 3 more months to the end of your 30-year loan term or whatever. So that's one piece. One thing, though, that the governor has done is he did put a moratorium, and he was able to do this essentially, again, by closing the courts down to anything but essential. And so no lender is able to file a foreclosure right now in New York State, and as long as there's a hold. So I think the original order was through April 19th, potentially to be extended. But at the very least, between now and April 19th, no lender can physically file a foreclosure against a homeowner.
Is this only for residential homes, or what about if you are a small businessman and you have a lease from a piece of commercial property?
You know, that's a good question that I don't know the answer to. I believe that when I first read the governor's executive order, which essentially closed the courts down to new filings, I believe that that applies to commercial foreclosures as well. So I believe that there is a moratorium. I should say I'm quite sure that there is a moratorium against any new foreclosures being filed or really being moved ahead. You know, the courts in New York State, by executive order, have essentially stopped for anything but very emergency type matters. So anything in the foreclosure world is stopped. The Department of Financial Services guidance, which encourages banks outside of New York State and mandates state chartered banks to do a 90-day forbearance agreement for folks who are impacted, that only applies to residential mortgages. It specifically does not apply to commercial mortgages.
And then you were kind of mentioning there's an issue between, there's a limit to, you know, how Cuomo's hands are tied with some of these financial things that he's trying to help folks with.
Yes, they're tied because, again, New York State does not have the authority to tell banks what they have to do regarding mortgages. So, you know, there's a lot of advocacy going on right now on the federal level with Senator Schumer's office. I just sent an email yesterday about this, encouraging, you know, on the federal level, they have more authority to mandate mortgage lenders do one thing or another. Okay. And they actually were able to do that after the financial crisis. They were able to do that for any banks that were getting a bailout, that were getting some of the money. They had to agree to do a certain modification program or to participate in a modification program. So the hope is that that will happen. I don't, from what I'm hearing, not much is coming out in this first bill. So there's going to be, you know, weeks and months and probably years of advocacy trying to get assistance for folks.
We're going to have to wrap up. Is there any other issues or concerns you have regarding the current legislation or pending legislation that you think our listeners need to know?
I don't regarding legislation in particular because, we just have gotten so many consumer protections, and that is one good thing in New York State. I'm very heartened. Even if somebody falls behind and they don't get a forbearance agreement right away, we have a very long and a judicial foreclosure process with a lot of consumer protections. We have great assistance on the ground by the agencies I mentioned and more. We have mandatory settlement conferences in every foreclosure, which is a chance to try to do a workout. I would just mention that the governor has also come down with some other consumer protections, which are also in the category of he can't make all banks do it, but he's strongly recommending. So this is prohibiting at least state chartered banks from charging any ATM fees during the crisis, demanding that all state chartered banks can't charge overdraft fees if people go over on their accounts, and then also forbidding credit cards from state chartered banks from charging late payment fees. And so again, it's the same category. State banks have to adhere to those. Nationally chartered banks, it's a very strong recommendation from New York State not to be doing those things.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up. I would like to thank you, Kirsten, for being with us today.
You're welcome. And for more information, I would just encourage people to, you know, we'll be posting stuff on our website, Empire Justice Center, and then to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Empire Justice.